Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to note that case number 10,803, first case, has been withdrawn.
Okay. Are there any others?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve the agenda as revised on June the 17th.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve this evening's revised agenda as of June the 17th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next would be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting of June the 6th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, the hearings will be conducted according to the following rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Each application is separately announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. Once all the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken, and in addition, those items are considered after all of the new public hearings. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would ask that you turn that off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 10,804, Francis G. and Mary Lou Bentz and Jenny M. Bentz, southeast of Road 368, Beaver Dam Road, south of Ocean Air Drive, being Lot A16 within Ocean Air Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. I'm Megan Hudson here from Susan Weidman's office on behalf of the Bentzes here, who are requesting a 3.1-foot variance pursuant to the Sussex County Code, Chapter 115, Article 6, Section 42B, a variation from the side yard setbacks of 10 feet in the area which is zoned general residential. The property address is 37392 Ocean Air Drive. And as you can see from the survey that was filed with the application, there's a bump out on the rear side of the property, which is 6.9 feet from the property line, a 3.1-foot variance from the side setbacks. By way of background, the Bentzes purchased the home on April 11, 2011 from the bank. It was a foreclosed property, and the Bentzes had no contact with the prior owners. And I have some pictures of the house with descriptions on the back, which I can pass out for you.
Okay.
And regarding the factors, this is a unique situation that's arisen as the bump out was existing when the Bentzes purchased the property and they had no contact with the prior owners, again, because it was a bank-owned property when they purchased it. There's no possibility that can be developed in strict conformity as the properties are existing as is, and there's a foundation, and it would create exceptional difficulty to have to move the whole house. The variance is necessary to continue the reasonable use of the property as a home. The exceptional practical difficulty was not caused by the Benses as they purchased it as it was existing from the prior owners. The variance won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's zoned general residential. The house has been used as a home for many years, and it will continue to be used as a home. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property. The Benses have neighbors, and they have existed with the property as is for over a decade. And furthermore, the Benses are 6.9 feet from the property line as is. The variance won't be detrimental to the public welfare because it's for continued use of the home. There would be no adverse effects to the neighbors or the community. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief. We're only requesting the 3.1 feet required to bring the property into compliance with the side yard setbacks. And the requested variance represents the least modification possible, as the house is pre-existing with a pre-existing bump out, and 3.1 feet is all that's needed to bring it into compliance.
Susan, was there a CO?
There was not.
Permit?
The permit was taken out May 30th of 1985.
May the 30th?
Of 1985.
Is that when you understand the house was built back in 85?
Yes, that's the best that I can tell, yes.
I would like to add, there was no record of a permit for the shed, so if a permit could be obtained for the shed, does that exist?
Okay. The shed is on a neighboring property, or the shed in the pictures.
In the rear?
Yeah.
For the survey, there's
okay.
A shed. There's shed 11,
okay.
11.6 by 21.1. So they would just need to just obtain a permit.
Okay. It's the neighbor's shed on their property, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll figure that out later.
Mm-hmm. So it's on the, it is on the neighbor?
Because it meets setbacks, so.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we're good there then. Okay.
Would you like to hear anything from the Benses?
I'm getting ready to. Yeah, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
And Mr. Mills?
It was short, to the point, and you addressed the standards very well. Thank you.
Thank you.
No questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, hearing no questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has shown that there is uniqueness and it can't otherwise be developed, being bought in the foreclosure. It wasn't created by the applicant. Apparently, it won't alter the central character of the neighborhood. It's been there in quite some time, and a minimum afford relief. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,804.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,804. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.